Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 16th of May, 2016. The title, Energy ROI Calculations Are Suspect. Why are energy calculations suspect? Go back to my column of 2 weeks ago where I stated and you agreed in our quiz that, quotes, energy is always political, end quotes. One cannot do a solid calculation on what seems to be an economic or engineering set of facts if those facts can be altered at the whim of politicians. I once worked in a mill that had developed a fuel oil tank farm 35 miles away on the Mississippi River because they thought they were going to run out of natural gas. That was a bad guess as to the future. They shut it down and sold the land by 1981. In the 1990s, my consulting company did quite a bit of work as banker's engineers on mill sites where natural gas turbines and HRSGs, that's heat recovery steam generators, were installed. This was a good guess. In the mid-aughts, I was involved in a project where the lender demanded a hedge on natural gas in order to fund the facility, at a time when natural gas was at the highest historical price it had ever been. This was right before fracking took off. It took years and cost the mill tens of millions of dollars to get out of this bad guess. In just the last 6 months, Iran has come back into the oil market. The U.S. EPA has begun to really put the squeeze on coal. Peabody Coal has filed for bankruptcy. And now we have the monstrous fire in Fort McMurray, Alberta. Who knows what this fire is going to do to the long-term energy consumption patterns? The only one of these items that could have been predicted with any certainty was the EPA's squeeze on coal, but what is unknown at this time is what a next president of the United States might do about this.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hi, Caleb. I just finished the latest issue of Paper Times 2000. Want to read it?
What for?
Well, here's an article on a new machine startup at Dynamic Paper in Lahti, Finland.
That's old news.
How about an article on a fire at Pleasant Paper in Holyoke, Massachusetts? Seems there are some things here we need to know.
That happened 6 weeks ago. We have already discussed in my department.
Well, do you remember David Felder, who used to work here? I see he was promoted to a headquarters job at New Zealand Paper Adventures.
Gosh, Shirley, that happened 4 months ago.
Suddenly, I am feeling out of date. How are you so on top of the news, Caleb?
I go to Pappardello Publications with Nip Impressions, Paper Money, and Pulp and Paper Radio International. I get the news when it happens, not on some publishing schedule.
Really?
Yes. News, analysis, opinion, and insight served up fresh daily on newsletters, websites, internet radio, and via LinkedIn. I can get most of these on my phone. They even have a service called SimulTweet. Pappardello's everywhere.
Wow, how do I sign up?
Just go to nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button at the top.
Caleb, don't you feel a bit ashamed getting your pulp and paper news electronically?
Shirley, we have to keep up to keep ahead of the competition. I like to think we use paper when it's smart to use. In fact, when people ask me this kind of question about paper use, I direct them to twosides.us. Not related to Pappardello, Two Sides does have the answers on intelligent paper usage today.
Wow, Caleb, I've learned something. Pappardello for the latest news, Two Sides for intelligent paper usage.
If you want to get the news when it is fresh, go to www.nipimpressions.com and click on the To Subscribe button in the top navigation bar. Served up fresh daily. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
In the 46 years I have been in industry, it seems like the latest and greatest thing in energy has happened about every 6 months. If your company has ROI guidelines that demand you only do projects with a return of less than 3 years, be aware that those guidelines are useless when it comes to energy projects. No one, and I mean no one, can tell you what energy economic conditions will exist 3 years from now. You can more accurately predict the demand for newsprint. If you are, quotes, down in the trenches, there is not much you can do about setting ROI guidelines, but you can certainly run several scenarios to see what might be the many possible ways energy can go. So, in this column, have I merely provided a statement without an answer? I don't think so. The takeaway is that energy projects have to be looked at from many angles, particularly if they are significant investments as compared to the depreciated value of the assets they serve. Don't develop a cost overhang situation that will sink the mill if you guessed wrong, and count on guessing wrong. This is why you have to develop several scenarios. Explore not only the upside of your energy project, but the downside as well. In a project development business, we develop scenarios based on sources of funds. For equity players, we develop upside scenarios. What is the likely return on investment, and what is the possible return on investment if everything goes great? For debt players, we develop downside scenarios. What can go wrong that might cause the debt to not be repaid? Debt players do not care about the upside because they are blocked from participating in the upside under any conditions. For energy projects, act as if you are a debt lender to the project. Forget the upside. Play defense, not offense. Has any industry ever figured out how to predict energy cost? Yes. One that is totally dependent on energy cost, the airline industry. It took these companies decades, but they have developed sophisticated models to predict and hedge jet fuel cost. One, Delta Airlines even bought a refinery to produce their own jet fuel, a decision that was derided in Forbes on the 21st of January 2015, praised in the Motley Fool on the 27th of August 2015, and praised in Air Transport World in October 2015. With that, I will say this. Proceed with caution when looking at energy projects. And don't forget, this is one area where I say mothball. Do not dismantle unused energy-generating assets. They may just be back in fashion next week. What do you think? You may take our quiz this week and let us know your views on energy ROI calculations. Please take it online. For safety this week, we are focused on saving your job. Be sure when you are crawling around those energy facilities, you are focused on preserving a healthy life as well. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.